Go the Rams. Ah.
Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. And pushed back a couple of metres. Kieran Walters just goes from dubbing half to pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line.
As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.
Oh, what a great time it is to be an NRL Rugby League fan. Good evening, my name's Darren and I'm joined in the studio by our two excellent hosts, and we're great to have Shay back in the studio tonight after your absence. We did miss you last week.
I missed you guys too.
It was a lot quieter last week without the Panthers talk, so let's see how we go. And I'm back too. Simon is back. Simon says I'm back and I'm here.
And our man from Port Augusta is on the phone, holding the ball. Great to have you with us for another episode.
Oh, look, a pleasure to be here. And again, thank you for having me. And I'm looking forward to discussing, you know, this sort of episode here. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, well, we're going to start today's podcast with a new segment called Club Corner. This is an opportunity for South Australian rugby league clubs, or even clubs that are further abroad, to promote their activities, their milestones, or anything that's going on within the club that they would like the rest of the community to know about. If you're a club administrator or media or marketing person and you would like to have your event milestone or something that you think everyone else should know about, all you got to do is send us an email at admin, that's admin, at ozsportsonline, that's ozsports, one word, online.com, and we'd be happy to promote your event or milestone in our segment on Club Corner. And today's club is actually the NRL SA League. The NRL SA season might have been finished, but they've still got an event coming up. It's the NRL SA Southern Region Nungatag. It will be held on Wednesday the 27th of September, 9 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. down south at the Hackham Football Club. That's corner of Doctors and States Road, Hackham. It's going to be a day of celebration, community engagement, cultural unity and sportsmanship. They'll have community stalls, and who doesn't love a free barbecue? If I wasn't working, I would pop down to that. That sounds like a
barbecue,
great...
Yeah.
Oh, yum. So that's the NRL SA Southern Region Nungatag coming up on Wednesday the 27th of September between 9:30 and 2:30 at the Hackham Football Club. If you're not doing anything, pop down and see some great Nungatag. Right. That was Club Corner for this episode of the Rampage League podcast. Be involved in Club Corner. Send an email to admin, A-D-M-I-N, at ozsportsonline.com.
Moving on. So yeah, we're going to talk about the first subject is the grand final. We're talking about moving the time for if the Warriors make the grand final. Our question is, should the NRL change to a daytime grand final? Hold the ball. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this.
Yeah, look, for myself personally, it's always good to do something different. And again, you know, if hypothetically we do make it through, again, thinking about the New Zealand crowd as well, right?
Yeah.
Which I think is really important, you know, with the NRL trying to sell the product there as well. So, yeah, if there was a chance, I'll be in favour for a daytime, you know, grand final. But I'm saying that I understand why not, but yeah, that's sort of like the points I'm looking at. But yeah.
So this has all come about because how well the Wars are doing in the final so far. And of course, being across the ditch, there's this big time difference, and Australia is about to go into daylight saving. That means it will start quite late and finish very late over there.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I'd like to know your thoughts on this as well, Shay. What is your thoughts on the daytime grand final?
Well, when I was growing up, the grand final was always in the afternoon, and then they moved it to like twilight and then nighttime. And I've always been against the nighttime grand final. I've always thought that it's too, like, you got to wait all day for the game where you could see it in the afternoon and celebrate all night. You know what I mean? So I reckon in daytime, they should move it back to the daytime grand final. It's good for the Wars if they make it, but it's also, they should just do it from now on. Yeah. Daytime, I reckon daytime. It's better for kids too. Like, they're not going to stay up.
I was thinking the same thing. So yeah, my thoughts would be a daytime grand final. As Shay said, when I grew up, it was a daytime grand final. The kids can watch it. You can celebrate afterwards. Have a dinner, have a barbecue after, celebrate with your mates. Also, for the Warriors fans, even if the Warriors don't make the grand final, they still deserve to watch the grand final
at a decent time.
Like, because there's obviously... In New Zealand, there's fans of all clubs, so they deserve, because they're in our comp, they should kind of get thought about more for when they can watch it. So I think the Warriors will make it. We'll talk about that later, but definitely daytime. You get up in the morning, it's breakfast, you turn the TV on, they've got the lower grades, they have the build up, you know, and then 2 o'clock, it's a daytime game, so it's not going to be no dew around.
Yeah.
This is summer year, sunny.
Yeah.
And then, the nighttime game. Like,
I've never liked a nighttime game.
If it's a Sunday night. Kids can't really go. Well, they've got to go to school the next
day. No, they
day.
Don't, like, because most of the time in Queensland, New South Wales, it's a public holiday.
I don't know about schools, but yeah. But still, it's late for kids. So yeah, I support a daytime change. I think the way the NRL think for the nighttime is the ratings they get, you know, that prime time position.
Yeah.
But yeah, Darren, you want to add anything else about that?
Just talking about the broadcasters, medias. So the broadcasters who pump millions of dollars into the game, speaking about the possibility of the NRL shifting the grand final to an earlier time if the Warriors do qualify. So it all seems to be, it's with any sport, seems to revolve around who has the media, who has the rights, and they seem to have a bigger say. So
yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
All right, well, so we'll move on from that, but definitely a good one to talk about. We'll go on with our review of the only two games from...
I was so lost. Only two games.
So on Friday night, we had the Storm versus the Roosters. Wishart now had a little exploration through and over. That was too simple. Wishart, well, that will settle any nerves starting at halfback. He's pierced through the defence and scored the first try for Melbourne. Right foot. Show the ball to the outside, stand the defender still, and away he goes. He's got great speed.
Well, that was brilliant.
Trouble here. Meany. Oh, jolting shot. It's high. High tackle. It's Radley.
Oh, Radley. He's had two high tackle penalties already in the game as Meany knocks it over. 6 points to nothing.
Too good. Puts Marion Sebe through a beautiful hole. Lovely pass.
There's a bit of magic by Harry down the other end. In front of the referee, drops a sitter. And the ref doesn't spot it. And then as he's run out of dummy half, they got the Roosters on the back foot. And then just watch him. Just pulls in Lindsay Collins, Marion Sebe. It's a huge hole.
More six tackles. Six more tackles even. Momorowski beats a couple of them. Momorowski around the corner. Now they push into space. Baker, he wanted to offload. There was no one. There, what a tackle. Sebe. Now Brandon Smith try.
That's a Brandon.
A try to Smith against his old club.
He had no other thing in his mind than just to run as straight as he can, find a little bit of space, and just burrow his head underneath an arm. Eisenhuth, he had the gallon jeans. Eisenhuth, tough, not fast. And Teddy in a copybook.
Tedesco into first receiver, playing out. He got nailed. He got nutsed. Buster, one-handed dummy. Oh, gee. Smith got flattened in back play. There's a high tackle penalty. And he sneaks it through. Wade to Sandon Smith. So what a run! Sandon Smith in the clear. Gives it to Radley. Radley pushing to his drag down by Munster. He's been unbelievable in defence.
Got to go right.
Smith, great pass. Oh. Collins over. Sandon Smith has lit it up since he's been out there. We're about to be locked up at 12 all.
It's the Sandon Smith show.
you think back to the first half, Freddie, this is where the Roosters actually took control of the game. It was all Storm early.
Live from Amy Park, the Roosters try to cause the upset. Well, here it is if they want it.
Yeah,
it goes to Sam Walker. He's got time. He stabs at it. He's kicked the goal. The Roosters lead the game 13-12. He massaged it over. Brett himself. They can't possibly kick it from here, can they? Ollum, Munster, he's going to kick across them. It's a one-on-one jumpy contest. It's taken out there by Nelman. It's a try! Werbrick flew through the air like Superman! Incredible! He's got it.
Can you believe it? He's got it.
Has been enough to put Melbourne through. They head to a grand final qualifier against the Panthers, and the Roosters' most bold charge has come to an end. An unbelievable finish.
'18-13, Amy Park, hold the ball. What was your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, look, I really think the Storm were very lucky to escape that game. Now, granted, there was a bit of controversy as well, right, around the action, you know, the referee.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like at the same time as well, the Roosters were probably a player or two away from winning the game too. It was tighter than I thought it would be. And again, full credit, you know, Storm won, sure, but again, the Roosters, just whether you like them or not, you know, hats off to them for trying and obviously nearly stealing that game away from Melbourne in Melbourne.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, a tough grueling exchange there, but yeah, that refereeing sort of thing, that's probably the highlight for me.
Yeah. He was that referee, Ashley Klein, I think it was. He was, no wonder he's been sacked this week because he was so bad. He wasn't even trying to hide, like, I don't know. Well, I don't know what he was doing.
He's one of the worst refs in the game.
Yeah.
He's very inconsistent with his calls. And, not a fan of him. So, Shay, what's your thoughts on this game?
Well, I tipped the Storm, but I was, I was impressed by how the Roosters stuck in there with them. And when it was 13-12 up, with I think it was 5 to go, I really thought that the Roosters were going to win. And I was thinking about this week how Panthers will smash the Roosters. And I'm sure we'll smash the Storm too. But I think, I really thought the Roosters were going to win that game. That's my, but yeah, the Storm did, of course.
Yeah, my point, same as everyone said. The Roosters should have won that, really. A few bad calls from Ashley Klein. I think the Storm will probably play a lot better this week, I'm hoping, but they won't win. But yeah, the Roosters, I think they've done well to get this far in the season because they didn't really play their best.
Well, they always sneak into the finals and always make it 2 or 3 almost every year, and from like, you know, the bottom half sometimes.
Yeah.
I think Trent Robinson's a good coach.
All right, move on to the only other game of the week, and it was Saturday in New Zealand, the Waz versus the Knights, 40 points to 10.
Johnson again. Good defence by Jacob Saifidi, and Lucas makes another vital tackle for the Knights. Johnson on the short side. Nickel kicks down. You know it.
Iso didn't look at this. Bradman Best barely gets a hand on. Chance Nickel Clockstar.
Johnson, there's a shot down. Well, fancy footwork from Adam Finder-Blake. Egan. Johnson looms on the left this time. Martin, oh, great hand. Montoya! That could be another one. Wow, that is very tight. Clune. Tyson Gamble. Here's Ponga. Looking at Fred Marshu, and he strolls in untouched. Good try, that one, for Newcastle. And the pressure is turned into points. Man to Clune. Clune on the Suwa, great off-road, and Lucas scores. Newcastle are right back in it now. Make no mistake about that. The crowd don't like that. They think that last offload from Clune was forward. Tell on that angle. Harris. Oh, Harris! Tahu Harris! Robinson. Here's Curran. Oh, great tackle from Clune. He hung on very grimly there. Here's Walker. Dylan Walker.
Dylan Walker crashes over for his third try of the season, and Honey Hitami Smiler, what a strike back by the home team. Here the Warriors in attacking position again. Harris, Johnson, here's the ball to Berry, Wataniza Lesniak, back to Berry, oh yes, Rocco Berry.
How did he score that?
And he's pretty chuffed with himself. He gave us just a little smile, didn't let us in too much, but look at that. He is wrapped with that one.
Yeah. They set themselves for a field goal here. Get 19 clear. No way. Let's go for another try. Johnson. Wataniza Lesniak. Oh, yeah.
How good is this right side being? Sean taking control constantly. The quick ball off from Chance Nicol-Klookster. Look at the crowd in the background going off when they see the flying locks of Dylan Wataniza Lesniak.
How about those numbers for Nicol-Klookster? 235 metres with 29 hit-ups. Great kick from Walker. Picked up by Martin. Play on. A chance now, surely, for the Warriors to ice it. Surinam!
We see the drop ball there from Caelan Ponga. The man is human. We've seen that. Tamati Martin jumps on the ball. And it's the big show here. A couple of shows. It was Caelan Ponga who took the subtle little drop to shoulder. And he's not underneath the post, but he's here to score a try.
Waka! Just away with the field goal.
Was ambitious, 35 out. Sean has a bit of a smile himself. And Jazz.
He's never kicked one in his career. The Warriors are one game away from the NRL Grand Final.
This would be interesting to hear from Hold the Ball. What do you got to say about this one?
Yeah, look, I loved that game. I thought it was a very, very good game to watch. Obviously the atmosphere, if you guys watched it, the crowd were getting into it. There was a lot of involvement, engagement, and it just felt like a very good night and the perfect night too if you're Warriors player. Yeah. Everything sort of just went in sync. Again, it was raining tries in the first 10 minutes really.
Yeah.
And then obviously the Knights sort of try to hit back, but I just think for mine it was just a perfect game, especially with Sean Johnson back. He just adds so much to our attack.
Mm-hmm.
But quickly, just the thought of it. It was a game we needed. There's been a lot of critics as well, sort of looking at our games again. For example, Titans and Manly, asking us why has it been so close? I thought this game here was needed. We answered the critics there. We can beat a team like the Knights. I think, again, kudos to them and what they've done, but we needed a really big win at home, and that's what happened. So very happy with it and very confident. Anyway, quietly.
Yeah.
What was your thoughts on this game?
I was so excited. I'm not a Warriors fan or a Newcastle fan, but I got a soft spot like a lot of people for the Wires. And I was so excited for this game. I didn't know if it was going to be the score was going to be as big as it was. I thought it might have been a bit closer, but I was happy. I was celebrating every try the Warriors scored. And I love that, the crowd, the atmosphere just was coming through the TV. It was so loud. And I love that they started singing at one stage.
It
was really good. I reckon the Warriors will beat the Broncos this week. That's what I reckon.
Yeah, so my thoughts on the game, definitely I agree with everything. It was a great to watch. New Zealand had all the ball in the first 10 minutes and they capitalised, which was a good day. They scored their tries. They took their they got the ball and they'd score. So they took their chances. They were the better team. Newcastle, I don't think Kane Ponga got off the plane.
He died in the backside. Yeah, he is overrated. Yeah, I say it every week.
I love watching Charles Nicol-Klosterk play.
Me too.
I've got a soft spot for him. He's a really nice person. Sean was back. Fanua Blake. Oh, yeah. They look dangerous. And it's the confidence they get from that game for this game, I think, will be shown at Suncorp with all the Kiwis in Queensland. They will be showing up. Well done to the Wires. I think after seeing the crowd there, it's so good to see everyone jumping on the Warriors bandwagon, because the World Cup's on as well for the Rugby Union, and a lot of people talking about the Warriors and not talking about
the All Blacks,
which is interesting. Yeah. All right, so we'll go on with our preview for two games for the prelim finals. Uh-huh. Okay, Friday night at Accor Stadium, we've got the Panthers versus the Storm. Hold the ball. What's your prediction and thoughts?
Yeah, look, Nelson's officer, Lamont's been chirping a little bit, hasn't he? You know, talking about doing this, doing that to the Penrith Panthers forward pack. But look, in my honest opinion, I don't think Melbourne, I mean, look, granted, Storm, I'm sure they're going to buckle up and clean up a little bit, but I don't think they're prepared for this Penrith Panthers onslaught.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the likes of Leota, Fisher-Harris, again, Luai is back, right?
Yep.
And again, they've had a week's rest, right?
Yep.
You know, they're just going to be so ready for this game. And, and Nathan Cleary, he's a big game player.
Yeah.
Right. So again, I just think for mine, they're going to have them covered. Look, you know, I don't think it'll be like a 13 plus type of game, but I think it'll be an easy, comfortable win by 10 or 12 points. So
yeah,
definitely Panthers for mine.
Shaylee,
do you have to ask? Because you know my
rolling
answer.
Rolling my eyes, yeah. So how much of the Storm going to
so,
work?
Well, for starters, I'm happy that Romy's back. Yeah. It's a miracle that he's back. Everyone's saying it's a miracle, but he did say he'd be back by week 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, whether or not they'll probably like try and smash his shoulder and see how he goes, or try and squeeze Klez's finger that he injured during the week and see how bad it is and all that sort of thing. Like the dirty players the Storm are, but I totally agree that we're gonna beat them. I like the Storm. You know, they've still got Bellamy, they've got, you know, Munster, all the, you know, Nelson, Hughes, all those players still, and they're still a force to be reckoned with. But I don't reckon they're as scary as they used to be when they had Cameron Smith and Billy Slater and all those, and Cooper Cronk and all those players. They're not as scary as they used to be. And I think Panthers have beaten them before, and they know they can do it again. So I just think that in front of, because it's not really a home ground advantage because it's not at Penrith, but it's still Sydney. I think there's going to be a lot more. Penrith Leagues Club have put on about 8 buses to get out from Penrith to Accor. I think there's talk about maybe putting a couple more buses on because they've sold all the tickets for those buses. So I think there's going to be a big Panthers crowd out there. And yeah, I think they'll get home by 12+. And usually, you know, in a finals game, I'm up pacing around the rim because I'm nervous, but I don't think I'm going to have to pace this game. I think we're going to win easy.
Yeah. All right. So my 2 cents, my thoughts. Okay. So I look at the Storm team, and every year they make the finals. They look dangerous. What I said a couple of podcasts ago is their back row and their lock. That's their weakness, I think. I look there and I go, these past had the Bromwiches, they've had Kafusi. They don't have that now. They're a bit weak, I think, on the edges. So you look at the Panthers, they've got skill everywhere. I think the Panthers win by 13+. I think the Storm have kind of fizzled out. They haven't been, the last two finals games, I don't think they were very impressive. They were
just beat the Roosters with their refs out last week.
I think they've got nothing left. So I don't think they'll go any well. I think the Panthers will win easily.
Get to our fourth grand final in 4 years.
And I'm looking forward to it. I just want to see Big Nelson play. I think he's amazing.
He's a beast.
Man crush on Nelson. So the Saturday game at Suncorp Stadium is the Broncos versus the Warriors. Hold the ball. Do I need to ask?
Yeah, look, I've got to back the Warriors to do this, but I think for mine, I think there's a lot of pressure on the Broncos here. Now, pressure can work for or against you, but again, being in this environment here, and some of their players too, you know, some of them are actually prone, the Broncos players anyway, are prone to make a few key errors. In this game here for mine, I really think, like, looking at the squad, there's so many dream matchups, right? Haas against Edison or Blake, right? Berry against Fineworth, Johnson against Reynolds. There's just a plethora of lineups you can actually sort of match and just enjoy. But I really think for mine, I'm going to tip the Warriors here. And my sort of, I guess, take on this is, in order for them to win, is to play a very slow type of footy. Mm-hmm. Kick out if you can most occasions. Slow down the Broncos because the Broncos work off momentum. They've got slick players, probably the most talented team on paper, arguably, probably next to the Penrith Panthers. And again, just kick the ball out, just slow it down, grind it down. But look, for mine, I really think the Warriors can pull off an upset here for the ages. And I'm just looking forward to this game. And yeah, up the Waz.
Up the Waz.
All right, Shay, who's your tip? I love you. I know how much you love the Broncos. So.
Oh, God, don't get me started on how much I hate those people. I can't swear. I say it every week. I can't stand their cockiness. I mean, yes, be happy that you've come from, you know, you've had a few bad years and you're good now. Whoop-dee frickin' do. But, mate, all they do is talk, and the Warriors are going to smash them on Saturday. And their little fans, because the little bandwagon fans that come out when they're winning are going to go home sad. That's all I'm going to say.
So
and Reece Walsh is going to get smashed. Okay. I can't wait.
It's his form. I'll chuck my little 2 cents in. So Broncos, I started a Broncos page on Facebook about 7 or 8 years ago, because we lived in Brisbane and I love football, so I joined up as a Broncos. We did, as a Broncos member, and the Broncos fans, dead set, are the biggest wankers I've ever met. Like and that's when I started a page called Hate the Brisbane Broncos, because I was looking for a page and I found a page that was inactive, so I started my own page. We got 2,500 followers. I love seeing the Broncos get smashed. So I'm definitely tipping the Wires. My tip, special tip, is I'm going to say Selwyn Cobbo is going to have a shocker and cost his team the match.
Oh, God. Now you jinxed Cobbo. Him. He's going to have the best game of his life. Thanks.
And I'm going to say Sean Johnson is going to play awesome.
Tell
and
you what, he's a good player.
I think 1-12 Warriors and Warriors.
Wires.
Love it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And make sure if you haven't liked the Hate the Broncos page, jump on because we hate them. We hate them.
With a passion.
With a passion. All right, we might have a go for a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk about Romy's return.
Can't wait.
Every great venture has its origins, and the Rampage League podcast is no exception. Born out of a deep passion for rugby league and South Australian rugby, this podcast represents the brainchild of hosts who possess a wealth of knowledge, expertise in the field, their unwavering commitment and shared vision to bring back the Adelaide Rams into the highly esteemed NRL fuel their captivating discussions and analysis. You can catch the Rampage League podcast every Thursday on Spotify and all other great podcast platforms. A bit of punch deck maximalism there. You're listening to the Rugby League Rampage League podcast with Simon Shea holding the ball and me, Darren.
Welcome back to the Rampage League podcast. We're going to go on with
Romy, Jerome Luai's return, and it makes me so happy.
Yeah, this is Shea's favourite part of the podcast. Yeah. So we'll talk about Romy's return, Jerome Luai.
Yeah.
What is your thought, Shay, on this? Well, should I ask? Should we even talk to you about it?
When it first happened, but I was very nervous for him because, you know, you rarely see him down on himself, and you can just tell by his face how worried he was about the injury. I'm not a doctor, and people were saying, oh, he's not going to come back, he is going to come back, and I just wasn't sure. And then when the Panthers said he should hopefully be back on week 3 of the finals if we make it, and he is, I just read something about Phil Gould saying that Romy is a million to one to recover in time from his shoulder injury to face the Storm on Friday. But he's been named in the team, and Gordon Tallis said the injury cannot be needled. So I don't know how these blokes have become doctors in the space of like a week or two, but apparently they have. But yeah, if he is right to play, he's playing. I don't know. He probably wouldn't play if he wasn't right to play, if you know what I mean. So I'm just happy he's back.
I think what Gordon and Nat would be talking about is that they've probably just gone off previous experience from injuries, but not all injuries are the same. Like, recovery time is different for different players. So like if Gordon Tallis got the same injury or Braith and Astor, whoever it was, that's going to be different for every player. Depends on your fitness, your strength, you know, your flexibility, some of that. Hold the ball. What's your thoughts of Jerome Luai returning for the Panthers?
Yeah, Luai is such a huge asset to the Penrith Panthers, and you know, touch wood, he does, you know, he does play. But again, I think for mine, he just brings a sense of comfortability to the Penrith Panthers attack. Mm. Obviously, Lincoln Wild Cleary, you know, again, that spine, right? If Edwards as well, you know, working there. But yeah, Lai just brings the sort of energy as well, right? Mm. He just brings this energy that a lot of the players love. And you know, Brian Tor as well is a huge fan of his, you know, they're good friends and just that team chemistry. So yeah, him coming back, him playing, it's a huge plus, huge bonus for the Penrith Panthers and their fans. But yeah, he just adds so much, and he's such, you know, he's you know, a lot of people either like him or they don't. Like, that's just the type of character he is. But I don't mind him. I like what he brings, and I like the confidence as well.
Yeah.
And look, this is a game here where I think he's going to be looking at the opposite halves and licking his lips. I think he's ready to come back and show everyone what he's got.
Exactly. And you're so right when you're like, he brings so much to the field. Like, if he has a bit of a quiet game, you can just notice his presence. Like, when he doesn't play, you can notice that he's not there. Even if he doesn't make a big thing every game, like, you know, Cleary or Dylan Edwards, you can just miss his presence on the field. So I'm happy he's back.
Yeah, so my two cents is when he got injured, I've seen the pain on his face.
Yeah.
The worry, obviously. And if people don't like him, good on you, all right? I don't like you, but you never want someone to get injured.
No,
seriously, like, and it's good to see him back. I think he brings he's a Panther.
He's got so much heart.
The Panthers, yeah. Like, I feel like all the Polynesian guys, when they get together,
they're the heart of the team.
That's good vibes. Him and Cleary together are like potato and spaghetti, like they go great. You know, like tuna fish and chocolate cake. It's really good, you know, like they just go well together. So I think having him back will clearly gets a bit more like pressure taken off him.
Yeah. Jack Cogger was good.
He's good.
He's good, but I reckon it'll be better with Romy.
I'm happy he's back. The Panthers fans are happy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's gonna be obviously a great game, and then it'll be good to see talk about a grand final predictions later, but
maybe. Well, I reckon he'll be targeted for sure. They'll target him. They've already said they are gonna see how his shoulder's going and things like that.
Smart coaches will know that, and they'll have something up their sleeve, you know. Watch out for that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go on with the hype of the Waz. Okay, like New Zealand, I watch a lot of TikTok and New Zealand videos. All these song, everyone's seen this.
Up the Waz.
The Waz song.
Up the Waz.
Up the Waz, hey?
Up the Waz!
Up the Waz!
Up the Waz!
Up the Waz!
Up the Waz, babe!
Up the Waz!
Tell you, boys, all the best for the finals. Up the Waz, let's go.
So, Mr. Soundman, up the Waz.
Thank you. Matua, up the Waz.
Up the Waz, baby!
Up the Waz!
Up the
Waz!
And have a lovely night. Up the Waz!
Up the Waz, baby!
Yo, 660 here. Good luck for the game this weekend. Up the Waz!
What's good, boys? Mitch James here. Hey, just wishing you all the best for the final series.
You've done so well this season. The best is yet to come.
Something's different this year. We can see it. We can believe in it, but only you will understand why. Thanks for inspiring us, boys. All the best. We love what you're doing, and it's done when it's done.
Up the Waz.
What was it?
the what? Up the Waz, baby!
John Cena, cheeseburger, up the Waz. I don't know how it goes. Yeah. I think everyone knows what I'm talking about. Hold the ball. What is your thoughts on the hype of the Waz?
Yeah, look, I think it's I don't know how to sort of describe it, but it's quite intriguing, you know, especially with everyone getting behind it. I love it, you know. If you're talking about just the term itself, it's just, yeah, no, it's so good, and yeah. it's really gripped the nation. But on top of that as well, I really like it. It has its own sort of identity.
Right? Yeah.
And obviously being Warriors based and all that stuff there. But again, the fact that everyone, you know, when you say Waz, you know, from the rugby league context, you just now know it's going to be Warriors. But
yeah.
I love the hype surrounding it. I love the fact that everyone's behind it. And yeah. Even those who don't like it, they eventually end up saying it anyway.
Yeah.
But no, it's good to see. It's good to see it.
Yeah.
And somebody who fully supports the team as well. I love it. It's something different, yeah. But it's beautiful as well. Up the Waz. It's beautiful.
It's
so,
up the
Waz. Shay, what's your thoughts on this?
I love it. I love it too. And yeah, Warriors have now become my second favourite team. I think they're amazing. Just like they got so much character in that team. I've never met a Warriors fan I didn't like. Like all Kiwis, every Kiwi that I've ever met, they're always been so nice, and I'm just so happy for all the good that's coming to that team and their fans, especially with what happened with COVID, how they kept the competition going back in 2020 when they could have just gone home, but they said no, we're gonna stay. So I truly believe it's good karma coming their way for what they've done for the game. So I already said to Simon that if Panthers don't win the grand final, I want Warriors to win. So
it's interesting to talk about the COVID thing. The COVID thing, it doesn't really get talked about anymore, obviously, but that was a big thing.
Yeah.
For them to stay on the Sunshine Coast for the whole year being away from family. They eventually got family brought over.
Yeah.
But you've been away from home for that long. It affects you. It affects mm-hmm. you massive. Your mental health, you miss things, you know, little things. So it's a big thing for the Warriors, and their good karma has come their way. I'd love to be in New Zealand around here just to talk about the Warriors.
Yeah.
I'd wear a jersey around and just have a chat with people, because I think it's great for the game. It's great for New Zealand Rugby League, because obviously everyone knows that they love the rugby union there, but to see how much they're talking about the Warriors. And then, we actually got on from that. So we can talk about the Warriors having, the Warriors, New Zealand having a second team. I went on this interesting Instagram page a couple of days ago. It's called Hold the Ball. I don't know if you've heard it, Hold the Ball.
If you might. No, not at all.
No, so it's all about a second New Zealand team. So obviously the New Zealand Warriors, they used to be called the Auckland Warriors, okay? So would they, if they had a second team, would they go back to the Auckland Warriors? Would there be a team in Christchurch? Would there be a team in Wellington? Obviously I'm going to get Hold the Ball to talk about Hold the Ball, because it's his Instagram page. So give us a rundown on, I see your names you've got here, but give us a rundown on the second team in New Zealand.
Yeah, look, in order for that to happen, it would be a massive move, but I think it's one that could be done. I think for mine, you know, yeah, look, the first question, yes, if there was a second team, the New Zealand Warriors would have to default to the Auckland Warriors, right? Mm. Or the Northland Warriors, whatever it may be. And then, yeah, look, and in terms of where you locate them, these three specific locations, one is Wellington, which is the capital. The other one you sort of touched on there just briefly, which is Christchurch. Or the other one, which is interesting, which could be sort of like a Brisbane-esque sort of thing.
Mm.
And that's another team in Auckland as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
sort of ramping up that rivalry there. But look, yeah, as far as them is concerned, go for either. But in terms of actually the logistics of having a second team, I think it would actually work. And to be fair, regardless of the Warriors' success or not, whatever, I just think in terms of expanding the game and growing the game, getting more new eyes and all that stuff, I think it's probably the way to go.
Yeah.
But in saying that, though, that's you know, after Adelaide gets their team.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, yeah, I think it'd be good, obviously, a second team, because you can have that rivalry, New Zealand versus New Zealand. Like, you see the rivalry have for Queensland teams.
What's that rugby union competition, the Super 12s? Well, they used to be Super 12s, yeah. Whatever they
so
were now.
So, if they had, like, a North Island, South Island, one each, you know, it'd be great. You always see, that'd be a massive rivalry. It'd be a massive thing in New Zealand. Like, that'd get sold out crowds for sure. But yeah, I think they do need a second team. But yeah, definitely after we get one in Adelaide. Shay, what's your thought on the New Zealand
team? Yeah, I wouldn't mind a second team. I think, yeah, the rivalry would be cool. I'm interested to know what Hold the Ball. Who would you stay going for, the Auckland Warriors, if that happened? Or would you go for are you from the North or South Island?
Yeah, look, I'm from the North Island, from Auckland.
All right.
For me,
yeah.
Besides the Adelaide Rams, I'm always going to be Warriors.
Oh, yeah, that's loyalty. That's that. Good. I like it.
It's funny, randomly talking about the Rams, because it's a Rampage League podcast. Everyone's up the bar, up the Waz. Sorry, up the Waz. So I started up the Bars. Yes. I started this on a couple of Facebook pages. Up the Bars, bring back the Rams. So if you just want, make sure you, when you have Up the Wars, just chuck a little cheeky Up the Bars and a little,
and bit little of, Ram.
And a little Ram. And, and then tag us on Facebook. But yeah, Up the Bars. That's an interesting one. But yeah, definitely New Zealand need a second team. We're going with this one. This was an interesting chat. I've heard a lot of people talk about this, but because this weekend, the prelim finals, the Panthers don't get a home ground.
Because it's too small.
It's too small. They have to go to the Ocar. I can't say
Ocar Stadium.
I speak English, I swear. But the Broncos, they get to play at their home ground in Brisbane.
Yeah, but it makes sense because they want a big crowd, a crowd, and Suncorp is the biggest stadium they've got up there.
Let me talk to Hold the Ball. You jumped your term. This is Hold the Ball we're talking to. Hold the Ball. What's your thoughts on Brisbane getting there? Like, do they deserve to be at home? Do you agree they should be at Suncorp? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, look, in all honesty, I mean, I have no issue only because that's the home ground, isn't it, right? And And sort of going off what Shay said as well, that's the biggest crowd, you know, stadium available too. No, I have no issues with it personally. But the other side of the coin, those Penrith Panthers, which I think is a bit of an interesting one. But yeah, that's right. You want to get the fans in there. So no problems there.
So I think the Panthers CEO had a bit of a whinge.
Oh, he shouldn't. Like, I never, ever go against the Panthers, but it gave me it irritated me when he came out and had a whinge about that because it's nothing. Like, people, you can't win. Like, if they kept it at Bluebet, Panthers fans would have whinged that they couldn't go to the game because it would have sold out in 2 seconds. So they moved to a bigger ground and they're still whinging about it. I'm just like, just stop. Just play the game and win and get to the grand final.
Where would you want the Broncos to play? Like, where would you want them to play?
Seabus, but that's not big enough. No, like, way. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
and would you play the Gabba? No, you no. play the...
I think the Lions are playing there, aren't they?
Suncorp, the Lions, are they still
are
playing?
Are they? I don't know.
I don't know. AFL fans, does anyone know that Lions are playing? Yeah, I think they are. Anyway, the Suncorp is the best ground for rugby league.
It is.
Of course they're going to have it at Suncorp. All right. They finished second. They deserve it.
I don't know if it's going to be like a home ground thing because there's going to be a lot of worry. I mean, have you been up to Queensland before Hold the Ball?
I've been there twice for our Magic Round last year and this year.
I grew up in Queensland and there's a lot of Kiwis up there. I think Queensland's one of the biggest Kiwi populated places in this country. I reckon they'll come from everywhere to go to Suncorp. So it's not just going to be a Broncos advantage. It's going to have a lot of Warriors fans there too. I was just wondering if you'd been, did you see a lot of Warriors fans at the Magic Round and stuff when you went?
Yeah, I did. And I just want to quickly say it's our house this Saturday.
Yes, it's our house. Yes, definitely.
Definitely.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. They should have it at Suncorp. And the Panthers, they can have it wherever they want, really. Like, they could have it. They could have it.
You got to win wherever you go.
Doesn't matter. You got to win. Doesn't matter where you play it, yeah. And we'll talk about that, the grand final predictions later. So we'll move on to a bit of a break, and then we'll come back with our game of the week, player of the week, and grub of the week.
Catch the electrifying tackles and breathtaking tries with the Rampage League podcast as it revolutionises the way you experience the game. Unleash the beast within and embrace rugby fever like never before. Don't miss out on the ultimate rugby journey with Rampage League podcast, available on Spotify and all other podcast platforms on Thursday.
Go the Rams. Bye.
Welcome back to the Rampage League podcast. We're going to crack on with the game of the week. It's only two games, so I'm pretty sure we're going to do all the same game, but I'll let Hold the Ball start off. This shocked me. What are you going to say? What's the game?
There's a game, I can't get past the Warriors and Knights game for me. Definitely the game of the week, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Shay?
Yeah, I'm going to say the Waz. That I was looking forward to that game so much because I had no Panthers to watch, and I'm like, well, I'm so excited for the Warriors. I'm going to be excited about this game, and it didn't disappoint because I was cheering every single try. It was great.
Yeah, so my game of the week is the Waz again. I actually watched the replay and I enjoyed it more the second time because you knew they were coming, the tries were coming. So I kind of watched what the fullback was doing, what Sean Johnson was doing. He was amazing. Mm-hmm. So he was definitely he was up there. So yeah, that was my game of the week as well, all three of us. Okay, Hold the Ball, player of the week. Is it going to be a Warriors player?
Definitely my player of the week, I think, was Sean Johnson.
Yeah.
Again, superb, immaculate, just a perfect game that night there against the Knights. You couldn't put a foot wrong there. And I love near the end of the game, we sort of walked around. And
That gave me goosebumps. Crowd.
And then you hear the crowd sort of, beaming off. It was beautiful to watch. It's something I'm not used to because it doesn't happen often. So it was a really beautiful thing to see.
Yeah. Oh, bless. So nice.
All right, Shay, who's your player of the week?
My player was DWZ. Dallin Watini-Zelezniak. I thought he was good. I think he's been amazing since going to the Warriors. Soft spot for him because the next Panther, of course. Yeah, but true. Yeah, I thought he was really good. Sean Johnson too. I have a tie. I have to put both. Oh, and Wade Egan. Wade Egan was good too.
What do you say? Warriors.
That's
team.
All.
Let's have that.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. So my player of the week is Charles Nicol-Klosterbach.
Oh yes.
Okay. So he I was looking at his stats. He had 300 running meters, post contact meters 103, tackle bust 8, line breaks 1 and 1 assisted, no missed tackles, and 1 try and a try assist from a fullback who was last year playing reserve grade for the Raiders, which was ridiculous. I think I was worried when Reece Walsh left the Warriors last year. I'm like, oh, that's not good. Who are they going to put at fullback? And then Charles, I think, is outperforming it. I mean, kind of doesn't get the recognition.
No.
Everyone talks about Reece Walsh, eyebrows. But Charles, he's been amazing and underrated, and obviously Sean Johnson for Dalian for me, but yeah, we're going
is
with
that. Is that on next week, Dalian? Dalian,
yes.
Or is it the week after?
It should be just before the grand final.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll have to have our tips.
Tips next podcast. Yeah. All right, we're going with our grub of the week.
Oh.
Go Hold the Ball first. Sorry. Who's your grub of the week?
Yeah, look, if this is just, regarding anyone, over the weekend, Ashley Klein, I can't get past them. I just thought the refereeing and, the apologising to Tedesco afterwards, I don't know.
Mm.
It wasn't great. So, obviously unintentional or whatever, but yeah, he has to be my grub of the week.
Yeah, 100%.
Who's your grub of the week, Shay?
I was going to say Victor Radley, but I agree with Hold the Ball. Ashley Klein, for sure, 100%.
All right, then.
You?
I'll go my grub of the week. You might be surprised if you've listened to the podcast before. He's been a grub all year, and his name is Latrell Mitchell.
Oh, stop! Oh, my God, that's funny.
I think Latrell Mitchell and Ashley Klein are really good mates, so I think maybe they can be grubs of the week. So there you go.
Oh, you're funny.
All right, so I've got a question for you. I'll get Darren in this one as well. Will the Warriors make their first grand final since 2011? They lost to Manly. Up the Eagles. Okay, Hold the Ball. Will the Warriors make the grand final since the first time since 2011?
I back him. I've got to be confident when I do. And yes, we will. We will make our first grandy since 2011. And of course, absolutely.
Yeah,
100%. So, Darren, what do you think?
Yes, I think they will make the grand final. I really hope they do. So, yes.
Yes, Shay.
Yes, I want a Pars versus the Waz grand final. That's what I want.
Pars versus the Waz. Didn't you get in trouble?
Romy did. Oh. Well, he didn't even start it. Someone put up the Pars thing up
on Twitter,
and then Romy posted and got in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. So I'll say no. They're not going to make it. No, just kidding.
Excuse me.
The Warriors will make it. Panthers, Warriors, and Warriors will win it.
Okay. I got to say something. So I am one-eyed Panthers all the way, but. If the Warriors beat us, I won't be as upset as I usually would be. Yes. They're the only team that I'll ever say that in Manly, of course. Yeah. But yeah, if they win it, I'll be happy for yous.
Going on from that, we'll talk appreciate about
it. Likewise.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll talk about our grand final predictions. It's super interesting. So Hold the Ball. Who's your grand final prediction?
Yeah, look, in an ideal world, we get through, we meet the Panthers, and probably one of the toughest, probably most brutal games, you know, in probably the modern era, I reckon. It probably won't even be a high scoring game.
Yeah.
It'll be like probably 10 points to 12. We just pull it off, just pull it off. But my prediction is the Warriors to, go all the way.
Of course.
Darren, grand final predictions. We've done this a few podcasts ago. I want to go back and see if we've changed.
Can I plead the fifth? I don't know if I can give a prediction. All right, I'd like to see the Warriors.
Warriors?
Yeah.
Warriors. Shame.
Why do you say my name like that? Like, you know what I'm going to say.
Yep, I know.
Well, as I said, I want a Panthers Wilds grand final. And I agree, it would be a really tough grand final. Probably the toughest one that we'd been in the last 3 years, I reckon, against the Warriors, if we make it there. If it's going to be that. And yes, I think the Panthers are going to win, but I think we'll do it tough. I think it'll be like 1 or 2 points and I'll be having heart attacks.
All right, I'll give you my prediction. So my heart says Warriors, Panthers grand final. I think Warriors win. Saying that, it's going to be a hard win for the Warriors against the Broncos. So I'm going to just be different. Why not? I'm going to say Storm.
Oh my God.
Versus Broncos.
Come on.
I'm laughing as I say this. And man of the match, Marty Tupou. He has been playing for a couple of weeks. He's been on the extended bench. He gets named last minute, cuts his hair. His hair is amazing. Cuts his hair, goes bald, and kicks a field goal from 79 metres out. Wow. There you go.
I think you're just talking absolute rubbish, but okay.
If it happens.
Is the Dally M next week or not? Oh, sorry, hold the ball. I was going to say something.
Sorry. I was just going to say, I just want to say this too about the Perry Brothers. I'm not going to be upset if you guys go for a 4-3-peat. I think that's like an amazing achievement, personally.
Yep.
Because it hasn't happened, obviously, in the modern game. So if you guys pull it off, far out, and hats off to you guys, there's that possibility you guys do that. And if you guys do, in my opinion, Panthers have to be the greatest team in the modern era of the game.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Because we cop so much crap online from haters on Facebook. And I get everyone can have their own opinion about who they like and who they don't. But thank you for saying that, because that is, I 100% agree with you as well. If we get that three-peat, but
hate, good. I think it's good to be hated.
I don't like it, but
jealous.
Yeah.
They're jealous that your team's good.
Yeah.
Not many people hate the Tigers, okay? Because
they laugh at the Tigers.
I hate them Tigers. How dare they lose 17 games in a row? I hate them. Success brings hate because people are jealous.
Yeah, that's true.
So bring on the haters. And then it's funny because then they're the ones crying when they get beat in the final. Not this year, though. True. Up the Waz. All right, we're going with the Daily M, which is next Wednesday at 7:30. Hold the ball. Who is your prediction for the Daily M?
If I sort of remember correctly, before they obviously hit it and all that stuff, close the public voting and stuff. I think Sean Johnson was there or thereabouts. I don't know. I just feel like for me, he's done enough. Like, I won't be surprised if someone else, perhaps Payne Haas takes it potentially, but. But I look, or even maybe, I don't know, like, I reckon, has Edwards, maybe potentially, I'm open to all that, but I think mine, Sean Johnson, has done enough, I think, to potentially scrape it in the end. So, for me, Daly M has a go to our Sean Johnson.
Yeah.
Shay, cool. Who is your pick?
So I've just looked up something on my phone, and it's back from May. I don't know if it was around, it says, how the voting goes behind closed doors up to round 12. Was it round 12 back in May? I think it was. Anyway, back in May, Payne Haas was leading with 30 points. They had Nathan Cleary second, Harry Grant, Hines, Walsh, Luttrell, Hunt, Walker, Edwards, Johnson. That was your top 10, I think. But now we don't know, obviously. So I think it'll either be, I reckon, Sean Johnson or maybe Dylan Edwards. He might be like a dark horse. Or even Nathan Cleary, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so what my thought is, I definitely think Sean Johnson deserves.
He does. He does, 100%.
I know they've changed the scoring because I think sometimes you're like, the best player doesn't get the award.
No, that happened to Claire's a few years ago.
Jack White, when he won it, he got it. He didn't deserve it.
No.
And then Nick Hines, I don't think he deserved it. So, you look at it, you go, he deserves it. But will he get it? Because when you think about the Warriors, they've got so many other good players. Are they taking votes from him?
Yeah.
So when he's not getting three because, other players are getting points. So I'm gonna say I hope he gets it, but I'm going to say Dylan Edwards.
Oh, yes.
Or Reece Walsh.
Oh, no, but he's been suspended. You can't get it if you're suspended. He back-chatted to the ref.
Back-chatted. So, I reckon
Dylan Edwards. Because Claire's could have got it last year, but he got suspended, remember? From the spear tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has Claes been suspended?
Not this year. He's been injured, but not suspended.
He's been injured, but he'll pull points too. It might be a Panthers player, but I do think Sean Johnson does deserve it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe Turbo maybe could.
Oh, come on, please.
Milivojevic, has he? I didn't play all year, did he?
Because he has tissue paper freaking hamstrings.
Turbo. Oh, I miss you. All right. Yeah, so that brings us a wrap for our Rampage League podcast. Hold the ball. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this one here.
Yeah.
Jay, thanks for dropping by again.
Oh, that's okay. Anytime.
Get a lift home, please. And thank you, Simon. No worries.
Thanks, Simon.
Yeah. And
thanks, Darren.
Up the bars.
Up the wars.
I mean, the wars. Up the bars.
Up the wars. All right.
All right, see you later, guys.
Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. And pushed back a couple of metres. Kerrod Wanders just goes from dubbing half to pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line. As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.